Welcome back, everyone, in internet land. Today we have Sherry Rios with us. She's an attorney and director of education at National Title Group, which is a local title company that I used in my closing process, actually. And they have just converted from a fee office to a national title company. And that's had to be very interesting for them. And Sherry is also a licensed realtor, which I think is really cool. And she's going to give us a pragmatic view of the marital property issues that come up in the process of obtaining home financing and buying your dream home. Thank you, Sherry.
Thank you, Chris. So thank you, everyone, for having me today. As Chris said, my name is Sherry Rios, and I'm the attorney and director of education for National Title Group. Much of my time spent in this realm is teaching realtors continuing ed classes focused on legal issues, contract issues, all of those good things that help make them better advocates for their clients. And so today, what I would like to do is share with you the presentation that I typically share with realtors, but also I'll bridge that over and talk about why it's important for anyone that's in our industry. Because we are a team, it takes all of us to get these transactions closed, and talk about why it's important to know different elements and different things. Even though it may not touch every transaction, it's important for us to understand how it plays into the big scheme of things so that we can be better advocates for our clients and get transactions to the closing table. So the way I approach all of my presentations is I approach it from, why do I need to know this? So if you're sitting out there today and you're thinking, why should I care? Why do I need to know this? That's how I like to approach any time that I teach, because what I want you to be able to do is walk away from this 45-minute time together and put into action information, knowledge that you gained from this time together to enhance what you're able to do for your clients. So that's how I approach it. I do teach realtors, like I said, so that's the flow that we're going to take with this presentation. But we're going to also talk about who has to sign, who are we going to ask to sign documents. And that's important for lenders. That's important for title companies. That's important for realtors. And that's important for clients to understand when we are asking for signatures from someone that they may not think needs to sign. Why we ask those questions or why we require that. We're going to spend a bit of time on community versus separate property. And then we're going to work through a couple of just hypos and talk about some common questions that we get from the title world when it comes to marital property in the real estate transaction. So why do you care? Why do you need to know this? Well, often you, realtors, anyone in this business, and we're the first point of contact, right? It may be the title company's the first point of contact. It may be the mortgage company's the first point of contact to get a pre-qualification for a buyer. It may be that the realtor's the first point of contact if it's a listing, or if it's someone who's been referred to them to buy a home. So as first points of contact, we are going to identify those red flags, hopefully be able to identify those red flags first. If we hear something, something probes, something triggers our thought process of, wait a minute, that doesn't sound right, or maybe I need to dig and ask some additional questions about that, or, that's interesting. We need to know those things. And why is that important to you? Why is that important to us? Because that can affect the transaction as a whole. I talk to realtors about a listing appointment. When they go to a listing appointment, what are the questions they should be asking? What information should they be listening for that would prompt them to ask additional questions? And I always preface it by saying, we don't expect you to go out into the field and start wheeling and dealing legal advice, because we know that unless you're a licensed attorney, you can't do that. That's practicing law without a license. But having a little bit of knowledge, knowing what to listen for, knowing some of those things that might come up, and then who you need to pull in to help answer those questions can really help facilitate the transaction. And we all want the transaction to go smoothly for our clients. We don't want those bumps in the road. And if we have those bumps in the road, we want to be able to address them quickly and get behind them or get in front of them so that our clients may not even see those bumps, right? We want to work behind the scenes to help things run smoothly.